Praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. We want to invite you to come share with us in the blessing of Good Friday service and, of course, Resurrection Day. For the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the time when we commemorate the death of Jesus and his powerful resurrection. We know that without his death, we would not be able to walk in the liberty and the peace of God. And we know without his resurrection, we would not be able to have access to the throne of God, having an intercessor to pray for us and a powerful Savior to walk beside us. You see, here at Bethel, we have services that are designed to lift the name of Jesus. On Good Friday, we will gather to commemorate what Jesus did on the cross in shedding his precious blood to wash away our sins. On Resurrection Sunday, we gather together at 6 in the morning and then again at 10 a.m. so that we may sing songs of worship and praise and thank our mighty God for raising Jesus from the dead. The Bible said, if the powers of darkness had known that Jesus would rise from the dead, they would have never crucified him. I'm glad that God can keep a secret. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he got up with all power in his hand, went and took the keys from the devil. So we are going to celebrate. For us, it's not Easter, it's Resurrection Day. So we invite you to join us. The information will be on the screen, and I look forward to sharing not only Good Friday, but also the power of Resurrection Day. God bless you, and we'll see you in church.
Plan now to join us for Good Friday service, Friday, March 30th at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and for Resurrection Day services, Sunday, April 1st at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. So come join us as we celebrate our risen Lord.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
When Jesus died and I adopted you, I took you out of foster care and put you in my family. You are now in a position to have access to a health plan that Congress cannot shut down. The Lord is your healer. By his stripes, I'm healed. You are now in a banking system that cannot go bankrupt. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. But your mind has not yet been changed, because we still talk about the negative things. Don't talk about your sickness. Even if you're diagnosed with stuff, don't talk about it. Because if your mind connects to what you're talking about, you're never going to get healed. She said, I don't need to touch him. If I can just touch his clothes. I like Mark's render. Mark said, if I can touch but his clothes, Lord, have mercy. She had determined that if I could just touch his clothes, she said, I'm going to be whole. She didn't say I was going to be healed. She said, I'm going to be whole. I'm getting back everything that I lost. See, that's faith. Faith doesn't settle for the immediacy. Faith settles for the future. Faith says, I'm going to be whole in every area of my life. Listen to me carefully. Your greatest struggle is your finances. That's the quickest thing to bring you down. We can have a rapturous church service, and 10 of you can walk on the ceiling upside down. And everybody will see it and give God thanks. But the moment you hear, all right, it's offering time, you got to go to the bathroom, it's time to leave, you got to go check on the kids. Why? Because you're scared of money. Just like some of you are scared. Listen, the parents of my generation, you know, 30-year-old, the parents of my generation, they wasn't scared of their kids. You never, never heard a parent of that generation say, I don't know what to do with mine. Never heard them. They beat them bloody. Now, psychologists say when you beat your kids, you expose them to violence, and then they become violent. No, psychologists ain't never had a kid. Giving you theory. The reason I'm behind this pulpit and not in jail is because my parents beat me. I was more afraid of them than I was the cops. My mother said it more. She said, if you get locked up, you stay in there. I don't have no bail money. Cops come down Susquehanna Avenue, I run up 21st Street. I wasn't going to jail. But today, parents are scared of their kids. Pastor, I don't know what to do with him. He just do whatever he want to do, and he just act the way he want to act. And the parent brought her child to me. They don't go to Bethel, but she brought her child to me, and she was at complete exasperation. And I didn't have a particularly spiritual day. I was having a Moses moment where I had to hit the rock the second time, and she brought the rock. And so I'm sitting in the conference room, and she begins to tell me about her son, and he don't want to go to school, and he's giving her a hard time, and she's a single mom trying to raise four children, and the dad don't want anything to do with the children, and he's the oldest, and he should be setting the example, and he just wants to be a jerk, and he's sitting there defiant, and mom's in tears, and I'm thinking in my mind, what's wrong with this picture? I said, Mother, I said, we got a little cafe, little cafeteria right next to the conference room. I said, would you go over there and get yourself a cup of coffee or something? I said, we got a little coffee machine over there. I said, go over and get yourself a cup of tea. I want to talk to your son. She said, okay, Pastor. And he sat there slouching. And when she closed that door, I got up and came and sat next to him. I put my arm around him. I said, let me tell you something. I was not born a Christian. I was reborn. And what you're doing is wrong. And if you don't straighten up, I'm going to punch you in your mouth every day till Jesus comes. I'm going to come to your house and punch you in your mouth because you're wrong and you think you're a man. But now you met a man. I said, and you're going to straighten up today. And your mother's not having no more trouble with you. He sat up. He said, I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm not the one you should apologize to. Apologize to your mama. She came back in looking mousy. He was sitting up and pulled his pants up. I tightened his belt. I pulled it so it cut off the air on his stomach. And I said, now apologize. And see, here's the problem. So we think God is scared of us. We think God lets us do whatever we want to do. No, he ain't scared. He's got Jesus up there saying, just give him a little bit more time. I know you're upset, but please, please let me work with him. And the angel that guards his holiness is about ready to cut our heads off. But God is sitting there ready to just let him go. But Jesus is saying, no, let me work with him. Let me put the blood on him. Let me work with him. We blaspheme God when we do not apply his principles. We call him a liar when we walk around in a defeated position, when we walk around with defeat coming out of our mouths, when we feel sorry for ourselves, when we don't like what God made us, we blaspheme. We say he made a mistake. I used to feel bad because I'm an introvert, and I don't do a lot of things people think I should, and I felt bad about that. You're antisocial. You're not hospitable. And folks would say that to me. It would break my heart. I would go home and cry. God, what's wrong with me? God sent a Roman Catholic lady into my life to tell me there's nothing wrong with you. There's something wrong with them because they don't understand the beauty of how God made you. She said, life is a dance. She said, and for all these years, you've been dancing with them. Now you changed your steps and they don't like it. Now, in the words of the greatest theologian to ever grace the screen, when Vivian Lee stood before him and said, oh, Rhett, what should I do? Where should I go? He said, frankly, my dear, it is not in my purview to give you any advice as to what you should do after this. Hallelujah. Now, you listen to me carefully. As I said last week, Jesus did not come to save you from poverty. Poverty is a learned behavior, an accepted principle that we've been born into, and we begin to embrace it, and it becomes our norm. We speak impoverished words. We think impoverished thoughts. We go into impoverished places and like it. We wear poverty as a badge of honor, and we want God to lift us up. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, you've been broke long enough, and you've been walking around long enough just making ends meet. Something's got to change. I don't know, in all my life, God has never pressed change on me like he's doing for 2018. Everything in this church is going to change. I met with the leaders yesterday. This was the first leadership meeting we had that did not deal with protocol, practices, and principles. We just talked and shared, and it was the greatest meeting we ever had. We came out connected. The other times we would come out with books and procedures. What good are books and procedures if you don't like the people that you're working with? Why are you broke? Well, the devil. Stop right there. He don't have nothing to do with you being broke. I'm going to show you something, and this is going to shock you, but the truth will make you free. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verses 26 through 33, it gives us the story of the response to God's blessings. The response to God's blessings. I want you to read this story, and I want you to understand that not only is it historically accurate, but it is also revealing a principle that you and I have to embrace. Many of us are afraid to succeed because of the implied stigma. Why are you going back to school? Because I want to better myself. You're already a bishop. What's that got to do with anything? I was in my closet today getting my trousers to wear for church, and the Spirit of the Lord said to me, "You speak Italian." I said, "Yeah." He said, "And you're learning Russian." I said, "Yeah." After I got myself out the closet, I walked around, and I said, "Yeah," and I started rehearsing Russian phrases. I said, "Why are you talking to me about this?" He said, "Why are you bettering yourself?" I said, "To give you a tool." There was a lady who worked for, at the time, it was U.S. Air. She was a flight attendant. She grew up with me. She knew me and my family. And she came to church one day, and there was a man sitting next to her. Well, she had the flight from Philly to Rome before she became a customer service agent. She had the flight from Philly to Rome and back. And she married an Italian man. She brought him to church. And he sat in service, and he could speak English just enough. And so I preached the regular service, and then after service, I went up and I shook her hand. I said, "So good to see you." And she introduced him to me. And she said, "He really wants to know more about Jesus." She said, and she spoke, you know, enough Italian to get married. And he spoke enough English to ask her to marry him. And so he comes to the church, and I said, "Well, can he come up to the office?" She said, "Yeah, because I'm in town for like another 3 or 4 days." She brought him up to the office, and I reached into my bookshelf, and I took out my Italian Bible, and I preached the gospel to him in Italian. I said, "Lord, if this man comes to Christ, and I was able to talk to him in his language, it was worth my lessons." And he gave his heart to Jesus, and I gave him one of my Italian Bibles. You never know what God is going to use when he puts it in you. Stop limiting yourself. You've been here long enough.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1218A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.